It's good, man. It's football, you know, getting into it, bringing the young guys learning the new system. But, I mean, overall, we got some talented guys. It's camp. I think we're going to have a good team.
Yeah, you've played for Chris Jones before. Have you played with many of the guys on this team before?
Swerve, I want to say Kyra Moore, A.C. Leonard. Yeah, I played with a couple guys on the team, so we're used to each other. We get along well, so seem to be clicking like so.
The rookies or the hopefuls, they got a rookie camp, so they got 3 days on the field. So this is, what, day eight for them. It's day five for vets. As a vet, when you're not on the field as long as they have been, like, how do you compensate for that?
Football, you got to – I mean, for me, I just give everything I got out here. So, I mean, you know camp going to be the hardest part. You can get through this camp then, so you ain't got nothing to worry about. It's Coach Jones, so you know it's going to be hard. But at the end of the day, like, I know they tired, because if they was here after our day one, and if they was like that, and they had 3 days by themselves with him, so you can only imagine how they went through it. So, I mean, for us vets, it's just like getting back in the groove, getting your feet under you, like, putting them in the right positions, because – I'm not coming into, like, something that I got to relearn. It's, I know it. So trying to get them to come along a little faster is more
the rookies. The rookies have to spend more time studying the playbook, so they don't get as much sleep either, right?
Right, right. We do a lot of communicating in the defensive back room, so especially with Coach Jones being the coordinator. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of new faces in that defensive backfield, veteran guys. You guys have been – most of you guys have been around for a while, and you can play the game. How tough of it is it to just get everybody on the same page and get that communication going so that you're successful?
That's what comes with being a vet. Like, the majority of these guys, like Ed Gainey, we play together with Jones. So it's just like bringing the younger guys on so they can understand where we're coming from. And with that, that's with a lot of rewards comes a lot of responsibility. So that's just us bringing them along. If we can get them to come along, then we'll be able to gel all together.
Is it incumbent on a defense to set the tone? And maybe this is a silly question because Chris Jones is your defensive coordinator, but it seems like he wants the defense to really say, it's going to be a tough night. And then it feeds off into the other phases.
You know that. Like, you know what he bring certain guys in for, so – he want dogs out there, and that's what it is. Defense wins championships. We set the tone, and we want everybody to play like we play.
How important is it for you to come in? Because I talked to Ed Gainey about this, because he knows you, and he said what Luchez is going to do is do two things: bring production on the field, but bring that leadership, and also he's going to keep it loose and he's going to have fun with people. How important is that for you?
You got to have fun. I've been doing this a long time. You can't be uptight, because once you get uptight, you start making a lot of mistakes. As long as you're listening and locked in, and just me, more for me to be vocal. Like, I'm normally just out here playing ball. Like, I'm the ball player. Like, you turn the lights on, you see Luchez flying around. Now I want to be a leader. I want to bring these guys along because I ain't going to be here long. Yeah. But as long as I'm here, if I can bring them along, we're going to have some good ball players. We're going to have a great football club.
Yeah. Morley's question, what is it like to have one way you look at Aaron Grimes, and you look the other way, there's Ed Gainey, and you got a couple of hopefuls in the middle there. But having those two other veterans in the secondary.
That's love. Like, when you know you got two guys on the outside that know their job and they're going to do their job at a high productive level, then you know you can bring these other guys along. Mm-hmm. You know you got two shut down corners out there. You got a free safety that's going to communicate. I'm like the quarterback back there. So,
Do you want to? Do you need to play more snaps in preseason to make sure you guys are ready because of the situation you're in with all the new guys?
More snaps? I'm just ready to hit somebody other than my teammates, to be honest. I've been waiting on this for about 2 months now. I get bored sitting at home. I'm excited to see them, though. Like, so, you know, he don't take us the first game. So I'm excited to see what they do when the bullet's actually flying.
Thankfully, you don't have to wait too long until you get in action. Exactly. So
that's going to be fun, especially here. Look at it. It's beautiful.
Sure is.
It is indeed.
Okay. Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.